Yes, sir. This is Franklin County Sheriff's Department, Kansas.
Yes.
And one of our cities... Hang on a minute, please.
Who's this? They have a UFO probably Houston northbound changing light patterns this time.
Yeah, it's going to be a big light.
That's unknown to me. 0.55 hours.
Yes, sir. Wellsville, a small city just slightly east and north of us.
Yes.
Of Ottawa, has spotted a UFO. And we've tried to get a radar fix on it through another sheriff's department, and they are unable to have a radar unit that can copy it. And they are checking with another authority at this time.
Okay.
We've got about 5-6 individuals in the Wellsville area that have seen it and that are still maintaining observation. And also we have some units in Olathe, through the Olathe Sheriff's Department, that have also seen the light.
Okay, is that a stationary object?
No, sir, it's mobile.
Okay. All right, sir, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bam.
Deputy Brock at Miami County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, sir.
We got problems.
Okay.
Well, I've got a Franklin County Police Department officer, which is in Wellsville, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they've been tracking that thing. We've called FAA for confirmation on radar. Radar can't pick it up, but it's still up there. I've got officers now calling in from my department, confirming that they also see the object. It's located directly, let me see here, give you some mileage maybe. I would say 35 miles southwest of Kansas City. 104.
You might get a closer view.
How do you go about checking some of these things?
Okay.
This one here, according to this last report, we're located 42 miles south and west of Kansas City. We're right on the state line, Missouri-Kansas state line.
Right.
According to his report, it's directly east and a little bit north of Pale.
Okay, now, if this is just a bright white light and it appears to be stationary and rising very slowly, then you're looking at the morning star Venus,
mm-hmm.
which it hasn't been up over the horizon very long.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell them. But this thing is moving.
Okay.
At a speed according to one officer, is greater than anything he ever seen move.
Oh, okay.
Now, it stopped and hovered. It has descended twice, and it's back up and hovering again, according to the other officer. And it shows a sign of red light approximately, of course, when you're looking at it, the officer reported in as being two fingers from the center, a red light. It changed from a pale blue to a white, and then it varies in colors as it all depends on how fast it's going.
Okay. do you have the name of that officer that in your department that's watching that or has seen it?
Well, I just sent him out.
Oh.
He's not with our department. He's with the police department here in town.
Okay.
The other officer that called in was with the police department in Osawatomie. He said he saw it and moving at a rapid speed.
Okay.
The officer that's supposedly tracking it or keeping an eye on it from the Franklin County area is a Wellsville, Kansas unit. And the only thing I know is his radio number. I couldn't tell you anything else.
Okay, we'll get on this thing and see if we can't find out what they're looking at.
Okay. Well, I called FAA in Olathe.
Yes.
They have a radar traffic control unit right there in Olathe. And they couldn't pick it up on radar. They said, but being that low, probably wouldn't be able to get anything. But they definitely could tell me that they didn't have any airplanes out there.
104.
I'm an animal that's taking two different. Seriously, in a stationary position at this time.
I think I know what I'm going to see. I've seen that bright star several times, Venus.
Uh-huh.
I've already seen that several times. I've been out on special assignments, so I know what I'm looking at anyway.
Okay, if we find out what this thing is, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. This is the UFO Reporting Center?
Yes, sir.
The only thing we can come up with in the eastern sky that they've been describing is the morning star, the planet Venus.
Hmm.
Unless this thing, unless they're looking at something else, it's on the move.
Hmm. Well, must be. I don't know. Unless it went to the northern sky, I had no idea. They would contact me back. They said it was, at one time it was hovering and descending, and then it really picked up speed and moved out like it was going towards the Kansas City area.
Uh-huh.
And then they still said it was at a higher level than what it was. And some real high dissipating clouds, so I don't know.
Okay, well, if there's a cloud cover of any kind, it can play tricks with them in relation to appearing to move.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's the only thing that we can get out in that part of the sky unless they've got a true UFO.
Yeah. That's the only thing, you know. The only thing I ever read up on it, usually you had some type of radar confirmation someplace, which I don't know if that's necessarily true or not.
Well, this is true. Of course, there have been cases where they haven't been picked up on radar, but mm-hmm. then in most cases they have.
Yeah.
But Venus is extremely bright out there this morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what most everybody has called me, just personal people called in here wanting to know, you know, if we've had any. I said, well, now, I looked outside and I said, the bright thing that you're seeing there in the east is probably the planet Venus.
Right.
Now, as far as something else, if it's to the north or south and lower than that, it would be something else. Now, I know about 3 weeks ago when Venus was getting bright like this, the first thing that crossed my mind was a weather balloon.
Right. Well, that fools a lot of people.
Because the sun was coming up the horizon, it was early in the morning, and I figured, well, the sun's hitting a weather balloon, making me think of it something.
Right. Okay, well, if we get anything else on it, why, we'll let you know.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.